Blog Talk Radio.
You have reached the family of Airwaves America. Renaissance Radio presents the Dave and GC Rock Show. This is a show where we try to think for ourselves and offer thought-provoking, stimulating, informative, and entertaining discussion. Welcome.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to the Dave and GC Rock Show. I am one of your hosts, GC Rocks, in the place to be, and I want to thank you and welcome you to the show. Thank you so much. You didn't have to be here, but you are, and we thank you. We have a great, great show for you today. Lots of things to talk about. The things to go over. And before we do that, let me give you all the information that you need to know. And if you want to call into the show, very easy. The call-in number is 516-387-1705. Once again, that is 516-387-1705. And if you have question or comment, all you have to do is hit the 1 on the dial pad, and that will let me know that you want to chime in conversation. Super easy. If you want to email me, you can email me at gski@airwavesamerica.com. That's G-S-K-I at airwaves, W-A-V-E-S, America.com. And that's how you do what you do. If you want to email Dave, same thing. You can email him at dave@airwavesamerica.com. That's D-A-V-E at airwavesamerica.com. Also, make sure you check out the website. The website is www.airwavesamerica.com. Shows you everything that we got going on. Let you know if there's going to be a show or not. And all that. We're going to be doing some more updates to the website, so, you know, stay tuned for that, too. You can also stream the show from the website. So make sure that you go there, check it out, you know, look around a little bit and all that good stuff. You can find me on Twitter. I'm GSKI Rocks on Twitter. That's G-S-K-I-R-O-C-K-S on Twitter. Same thing for Instagram. GSKI Rocks on Instagram, G-S-K-I-R-O-C-K-S. And I'm also GSKI Rocks on Facebook. But Facebook, it's G-E-E-S-K-I-R-O-C-K-S. I'm on Gitter now. I'm also GSKI Rocks on Gitter. I have an account on Rumble, but I haven't posted anything yet. That is also soon to come. So check me out on Getter. Also check me out on TikTok. I'm GSKIRox on TikTok also. Some good stuff on TikTok. So those are all the places where you can find me. And Dave, he's around. You can find him on Facebook, David Graham on Facebook. He also has David Graham Live, which is his music Facebook. He's a one-man band, and he's pretty great, which is one of the reasons why he is not here today. He's probably pretty worn out. He was partying all day yesterday, and he also had a show yesterday for St. Patrick's Day. So that is why my partner in crime, Dave, is not here. So it's just me, the lonely GP. And yeah, we're going to get down with the get down. So once again, thank you, everyone, for showing up. Like I said, you didn't have to, but you did. And I thank you so, so much. Okay, so lots and lots of stuff to talk about. For the first times, I've kind of prepared a little bit. I've got a table sprawled out with tons and tons of articles that I have downloaded. For your listening pleasure, I can't say viewing pleasure because I have them in front of me and you can't see them because I am a face for radio. But it's all good. It's all gravy. You know how we do what we do. Well, what's been going on? Gas prices. The average gas price right now is $4.27. Yes, that's up from what it was just last week. Last week, I think it was 372. Last week it was 372, so it's up almost a dollar from last week. That's the average. Now you can imagine what gas prices are in, say, California. We luck out here in Georgia a little bit because our gas prices are normally a little bit lower than average. So we luck out a little bit, and then also our governor here in Georgia just signed into law to eliminate the gas tax for however long it takes, which basically will cost the state of Georgia around $160 million a month. But it's all good and great. The governor is trying to look out for the people in Georgia, which I'm grateful for, even though as it sits right now, I don't drive. I think I told you guys previously that I suffer from seizures, so I don't drive at the moment, but my wife does. So anything that my wife does, I do. So we drive, you know what I mean? So we always got to consider gas prices. And now we look out, you know, my 9-to-5 is not far from where I live. And, you know, I carpool with, if anybody is a friend of the show, a longtime listener, I carpool with the captain. He used to be a host on the show a long, 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 long time ago. I've been doing that for years. And also my wife, she works maybe 5 minutes from our home. So we don't have to travel far. So gas prices really don't affect us all much because, you know, we're kind of house people. We don't go a lot of places, except, you know, when I have DJ gigs and things like that. But besides that, we're pretty much in the house, living each other, and that's it. Enjoying life. I'm enjoying my wife. She's my best friend, and you know, we get to the kids from time to time, so it's a good thing. But there are people that are like me and my wife. There are people that have to travel a great distance to get to their jobs or whatever they may do. It has a very, very big impact on them. I mean, for instance, there are people at my 50 miles to get to work. at my job. So, I mean, that's 100 miles a day to and from, you know, getting back and forth to a job, 50 miles. Imagine filling up your tank. And you know, most of these people have trucks, SUVs and things like that. So it costs them a pretty penny to fill those up. I can just imagine the pain of you having to fill those trucks up. Kills me that the Biden administration continuously got to blame on Putin. This is not a Putin thing. We all know that. You know why we all know that? Because we've been watching the gas prices go up prior to the invasion of Ukraine. We've been watching this, and we talked about it before Biden was inaugurated. Because one of the things that he said he was going to do was he was going to get back into the Paris Accords. And we all know the burden that the Paris Accords have on us. I'm not talking about the other countries that are part of this, because the other countries that are part of this really don't do anything. The only people sacrificed, the only country that sacrificed during the Paris Accords was the United States. That's why when Trump got in, he immediately done away with that. But what did Biden do? When he got there, he immediately got us back into that boondoggle. And the Paris Accords affects nobody else except for us, except for the United States of America. The United States of America is the only one that sacrifices. All these other countries are part of the Paris Accords, and they pretty much don't do nothing. But the United States, oh no, sacrifice. And one of the other sacrifices that we made, well, that the administration made, was doing away the Keystone Pipeline. That was one of the first things that he did. And he said he was going to do it. I mean, if you go look at the White House's website, whitehouse.gov, check it out someday. And if you look at, it says on the navigation bar, it's priorities. Click on priorities. And the headline for the priorities is the Biden-Harris administration immediate priorities. As President Biden will deliver bold action and immediate relief for American families as the country grapples with converging crises. This will include actions to control COVID pandemic, provide economic relief, tackle climate change, and advance racial equity and civil rights, as well as immediate acts to reform our immigration system and restore America's standing in the world. So it has COVID-19 as number one. The next one is climate. President Biden will take swift action to tackle crises. To meet the demands of science, the president is mobilizing a whole of government effort to reduce climate pollution in every sector of the economy and increase resilience to climate impact. And if you look further into the White House, if you click on briefing room, you go to executive orders, you have the executive order that he signed his first day in office, eliminating the Keystone Pipeline. Let me read what it says. This is what it says as far as the Keystone Pipeline. This executive order was executive order on protecting public health and environment and restoring science to tackle the climate crises. All right, it says the Keystone XL pipeline disservices the U.S. national interest. The United States and the world face a climate crisis. That crisis must be met with action on a scale and at the speed of consumerism with the need to avoid setting the world on a dangerous, potentially catastrophic climate trajectory. That's what they said. It's a catastrophic. So the Keystone Pipeline services the U.S. national interest. So he instantly did away with it. That was one of the first things he did when he came into office. Imagine if we had the Keystone Pipeline, you know, doing its thing. Now, we know that it wouldn't have been up and running during this time. They still would have been, you know, doing their thing, you know, building the Keystone Pipeline and getting it all together. But that has an effect on these doggone estimators or whatever you call them. It has an effect, and it shows OPEC and the rest of these heads that hey, we are going to move away from importing oil from you guys. We're going to deal with energy independence. We're going to do our thing instead of importing so much oil all you got. We're going to be done with that. We have a plan. So him X-ing the Keystone Pipeline affected gas prices. Him jumping back into Paris Accords affected gas prices, affected oil prices, affected all that stuff. And they want to say, well, you know, we want to turn away from fossil fuels and we want to go with electric. Everybody needs to buy electric cars, which is stupid. Stupid, and guess what? It'll never happen. It'll never happen. I know not for me, for one. You know, because me, I love my American muscle cars. Talking about your old school American muscle cars, your old school Mustangs, your old school Camaros, your TOs, and your old school Corvettes. I mean, can go on and on and on and on and on about the old school muscle cars. I love them. I had one prior to me getting married. I had a Nova. It was a limited edition Nova. I also had a Camaro too. I had a 77 Camaro. 76 Camaro, I'm sorry. I had a 76 Camaro. I had a I believe it was a 77 Nova, limited edition. It was a hatchback Nova. Oh, that was my baby. And when I was in Hawaii, they had a quarter-mile track, and they used to let you race cars on that quarter-mile track. Normally, it was on Fridays in Hawaii, and they would let you race anything. It was hilarious sometimes. I've seen school buses racing cars. I've seen motorcycles, racing cars. I've seen it all. They would let you race anything there. And, I've seen a lot, and I used to take my car there, and I used to race it. And I won most of my races. And one day, I ended up locking up my drive shaft. And, I had to do repairs at that point. But what ended up happening was my ship ended up going on a drug op. We were only supposed to be gone for a week, and we ended up being gone for 3 months. So I had my car up in a shop. It was gaining rental fees and other stuff. And by the time I got back, rental fees were super high. And, you know, I'm a young guy at the time. And like I said, this was before I was married. And I didn't have enough money to pay the fees and also do all the repairs and upgrades that I wanted to do. So I ended up selling that car. I sold it to somebody that worked at the shop that I had my car in. That hurt. But I ended up, and that was my other baby. I had that all the way up until I got married, and then I ended up getting rid of that car because it was too fast for my wife. But there are hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions, like me, that love their muscle cars. And some people, it may not be American muscle cars. It may be, you know, foreign cars. That, you know, the kind of cars that you see on Fast and Furious. You know, the foreign cars that they hook up. You know, they have some muscle cars on there too, but they have a lot of foreign cars that they hook up. Well, at least the first couple Fast and Furious. But anyway, I mean, there are lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people love their muscle cars. They love fast cars. They love them gas guzzlers. There are lots and lots and lots of people that love their SUVs. Hey, look at the government. The government loves their SUVs. Are they going to change all their SUVs to electric cars? Probably not. But yet, they want all of us to do that. It's crazy. It's very crazy. But like I said, we have an administration that's trying to blame all of this on the war in Ukraine. They're trying to blame it on Putin, trying to blame it on Russia, and all this other stuff. And that is not the case because we all seen gas prices spike prior to this. We seen all of this. So we know exactly what's going on. And it's starting to become comical because the press is now bringing that to light. Most of these press conferences where you've got Jen Psaki trying to dethrone all of this stuff, they're constantly asking her about it. They're constantly asking her about the Keystone Pipeline. And she's making excuse after excuse after excuse. And once again, she's blaming it on Russia. And you know, I've seen some of the politicians go on shows like The View and other things like that, and they're blaming it on Russia. They go on CNN, MSNBC, blame it on Russia, blaming it on Putin. And we all know that's not the case. We all know that because we've seen this prior to. And we all talked about this before. We all talked about it. If we jump back to the Paris Accords, we knew what was going to happen. We all talked about it. If they X the Keystone Pipeline, what was going to happen? We knew that beforehand. We said it beforehand. You can probably go back to our shows, me and Dave's show, and we talked about it. When we talked about when Biden first got elected, and we said, if he jumps back into the Paris Accords, watch gas prices start to spike. We said that because we knew that. So it's not a surprise to us. Not a surprise to us. And it's now starting to open the eyes of the media. So now there's to do it. They can't hold themselves back no more. This administration is trying to trick people, which it's starting to become silly, because a lot of times what Jen Psaki says, you know, Biden might say the opposite. And, you know, Biden babbles. So a lot of times you don't know what he's saying. You don't know what he's saying. So it's crazy. It's insane. And it's, like I said, it's beginning to get a little frustrating to watch all of this unfold. And like I said, it doesn't hit me and my family as much as it hits other families, as it hits you guys. It hits everybody. I was watching the news today, and it was talking about food price. You know, not only, you know, gas putting a strain on them, but also, you know, buying their supplies, buying their food products. Those prices are going up. We see all that stuff spiking now. So they're saying it's hard for food trucks. Because you got to worry about gas, you got to worry about food supplies, and some of that stuff they can't get because guess what? We have a supply chain problem too, which is also the administration's fault, and we know too. So it's all starting to come full circle. A lot of people are now starting to see light. I like it that the media, the mainstream media, is starting to see the light. The mainstream media is starting to put pressure on the administration. I like that. I like where that's going. And you know what that does? It changes the minds of a lot of people. You may not see it. I encourage you, if you have a TikTok account, just kind of stroll through TikTok for a little while, and you will see how many people have converted from independent to their quite converted yet, but they are. However, the one thing that I have seen that I can pretty much confirm is that there are a ton of black conservatives. Now, I don't know if a lot of these people switched. I know some of them have because they say it in their videos on TikTok. But on TikTok, there are tons and tons of black conservatives. It even surprised me. I mean, I knew there were a lot out there, you know what I mean? But it surprised me how many I have found on TikTok, and they're putting videos out there. And what I've been trying to do, you know, because for whatever reasons, you know, TikTok has, you know, their community guidelines and stuff like that. So they ban a lot of people on certain things too. And I don't understand it because, you know, TikTok is a Chinese product, but they've been kind of harassing people for quote unquote misinformation. So some people have been getting frustrated with those things. I mean, you have a little bit, you have more freedom on TikTok than you do on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. But they are kind of honking down, you know, on some people. So I've been trying to get more people to go over to Getter, to go over to Rumble, to go over to Truth Social, and we get our things going on there. That's what I've been trying to do. And like I told everybody, I am on Getter now, and I'm doing my thing. I'm on Rumble now, doing my thing. Well, not doing my thing on Rumble yet. I haven't posted any videos. That's to come. Yeah, because I've been super busy with my regular job and other that I have going on here. And then today, I almost didn't get on today because we had a power outage. So, yeah. So that, the show almost didn't come together today. But it did. So, yeah. I've been trying to get people together. I've been trying to get people to Rumble. Been trying to get all our thing. We need to make those platforms huge because they're trying to censor us on all the rest of them. And you know, Instagram and Facebook, of course, is owned by Mark Zuckerberg. The metaverse. So you're going to get the same bull crap on Instagram that on Facebook. They're going to ban for what they call misinformation. And they get to say what's misinformation, not what is truth. They get to say what they believe is misinformation. So a lot of people get banned for telling the truth. And Twitter is the same way. Because the CEO of Twitter and Zuckerberg are buddies. So they're on the same wavelength as far as banning people for what they call misinformation. But once again, they get to determine what misinformation is what they consider misinformation. So, yeah, so we have to get all our people on Getter. We have to get all our people on Rumble. We have to get all our people on social. And we have to blow up those platforms. We have to blow them up, make them huge, make them large, and get the word out to everybody. So yeah, that's what I try to do. That's what I try to do on TikTok. I put messages on Facebook and Twitter when I can. I try, but I'm really, really, really busy between, like I said, between my job, between dialysis and DJ business. A lot going on. So I'm trying to get me a good schedule together and fit everything in. It's tough, but I'm going to do it. And like I said, you know, I wasn't really expecting Dave today. We had talked about it last week because I knew that he had a gig for St. Patrick's Day, and he would be out late and things like that. So I kind of figured that he wasn't going to be here today, But it's all good. It's all good. It's all gravy. You know, between me and Dave, you know, we do our thing. We do our thing. So, you know, I hold down the fort when Dave's not here, and Dave hold down the fort when I'm not here. But we're here. It's rocking and rolling. It's on like popcorn. So, anyways, getting back to our awesome, awesome administration. There's so much that we can talk about as far as this guy is concerned. And, you know, I like the fact of the matter that the mainstream media is now starting to see Biden for who he is and not trying to cover stuff up. And I think one of the signs of that is they've now admitted and came out and said, hey, you know, the Hunter Biden laptop stuff is true. It wasn't a myth. It wasn't misinformation and all this other stuff. It is true. And that goes back once again. It keeps on happening time and time and time again. Those things that Trump said are now starting to be revealed as truth. They were calling him crazy when he was the president. They were calling him crazy. They were saying these things were lies. These things weren't true and all this other stuff. And now, guess what? All the things that he said that was happening are now starting to be revealed as truth. He told people they were spying on him during his campaign run. That has now been revealed to be truth. He told people about the Hunter is now starting to be revealed truth. He told people about Russia and what they planned on doing. That is now starting to be revealed as truth. He told people about the gas prices if Biden was to get in. That is now starting to be revealed as truth. It's all falling, it's all starting to fall in place. And for the longest time, they're saying this dude is crazy. That's just like, do you guys remember, how long ago? I mean, this was when Trump was president. This was prior to the 2020 election. And Trump had went on CBS's show. I think it was 60 Minutes or something like that. Yeah, it was 60 Minutes. He went on 60 Minutes, and he was talking to Leslie Stahl, and she was scolding him, saying that the Hunter Biden laptop thing was not true, he verified and all this other stuff, and she was just, no, she's like, that can't be verified. That's not the truth. That's misinformation. That's what she was saying, and she was quite adamant about it. And now, all of these people have to admit, so, yeah, that was true. Apologizing, though. None of them are apologizing. I try to download some of this audio sometimes so that I can play it on the show. I just don't have enough time, but I do have the transcript. Here is, this was Donald Trump and Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes. This is Trump. Leslie, you've discredited yourself. When you say that you're not going to cover the Biden laptop thing, And Leslie Saw says, that's not me. Trump. Instead of, why did Hunter get $3.5 million from Moscow? Instead of, why is an energy company paying your son $183,000 a month or whatever they're paying him, and he has no experience in energy? You discredit yourself. I don't have to discredit you. So she says, so the story of Hunter and his laptop, some repair shop found it. The source say is Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani. I don't know anything about that. I just know it's laptop and they haven't. And then all is, and you're making this one of the highest, most important issues. Trump. I don't know about two gentlemen you mentioned. Stall, important issue. Trump. It's a very important issue to find out whether or not a man is corrupt who is running for president, who's accepted money from China, from Ukraine, and from Russia. Yeah, I think it's an important issue. And Stahl says, all these things have been investigated and discredited. Investigated and discredited by who? Well, that's me saying that. Investigated and discredited by who? Who has investigated this and discredited this? Because up until that point, nobody investigated that and discredited it. So I don't know where she got that information. But see, that's what all of them were thrown around at the time. They were thrown around the fact of the matter. They said, oh, this has been investigated already, and it's a dead thing. It's dead. It's a non-issue. That's what they were saying the whole entire time. And now, lo and behold, now that Biden is president and he can do certain things, he has certain powers, he can cover crap up. Now, all of a sudden, oh, it's a real thing. You know, that's just like back during the Obama administration, if you guys all remember Operation Furious, their little gun running plan that went way, way bad. If you guys remember that, and what President Obama did, which I hated this so much. He had all the records from the Fast and Furious running operation, had all sealed. So guess what? We can't investigate no more. We can't talk about it no more because the records are sealed. He did that to protect Eric Holder because Eric Holder was responsible for the program. The program went off its heels. And we got thousands and thousands of guns to the Mexican cartels. And guess what they were doing with those guns? Killing people, specifically Americans. And did it to cover Eric Holder's ass. Because Eric Holder lied about it. When the Fast and Furious program was revealed and revealed that guess what, we've given thousands and thousands of guns to the Mexican cartels having no way to track them, Eric Holder says, oh, well, I didn't know about the program. I didn't know about the program until I heard, I don't remember the name of his name right now, but she worked for CBS, and she was the one that broke the story. She ended up being fired from CBS. I don't remember her name right now. I have it in a notebook when it's tucked away somewhere. But anyways, when the program broke and they found out that they've lost track of thousands of guns, and lo and behold, one of the guns turned up and killed a border agent. And now they're saying, well, how did this happen? How did we lose track of these guns? Who was in charge of this program? And all this other stuff. And Eric Holder knew damn well he knew about the program, knew damn well that it was him that helped start the doggone program. But he wanted to scapegoat. He scapegoated two ATF agents in Arizona. These guys got in trouble for the program. But it was Eric Holder that started the program. But Obama, in an effort to cover for Eric Holder, had the record sealed. And Obama originally was like, I didn't know anything about the program either. But yet, he sealed all the records so we can't investigate it. We can't talk about it. We can't find out any more information about the program because he had it sealed so he can cover Eric Holder's ass. Remember, at one time, Congress had brought Eric Holder up on contempt of court charges because he refused to testify about the Fast and Furious program because he knew what the deal was. And that's when Obama sealed the records. But that's what these guys do. That's what these guys do. That's what we have been dealing with the Obama administration, and then now we're dealing with it with the Biden administration, dealing with crap like that. But the good thing is good that we have going for us now is that the Biden administration, because of the guy who is sitting in the highest seat, Biden is not all that smart. And somebody is obviously pulling strings because he's, excuse me for lack of a word, an idiot. The administration, I mean, they really put themselves together at the top, I ain't all that smart. I mean, I know that what you do is hire smart people around you to do what you need to do, but apparently in the Biden administration, that's not the case. I will admit that during the Obama administration, he did hire people, smart people, to do things, and that's why they were very good at covering things up. You hear most people on the left, most of your Democrats, that they will say that there were no scandals during the Obama administration, in which there were plenty of scandals, but they covered them well. They hid them well. They had smart people that did smart things. They made Obama look like a shining knight. The Biden administration, not so much. They spend most of their time trying to keep Biden in order, trying to make Biden look like he's sane, trying to make Biden look like he's smart, which he's not, trying to make Biden look like he is not 107 years old and is suffering from dementia. So they don't they're not as good as the Obama administration was. So they're struggling, and a lot of that struggle is with Biden himself. So they can't do the things that that was done in the Obama administration. And then, of course, you had one of the slick persons in the Obama administration, Hillary Clinton and her hubby. They're slicksters. We all know that. That's what they had going on. Biden doesn't have that. So it's easier, a lot easier for us to come down on Biden. And then another thing, the advantage that the Obama administration had that Biden did not have, and that is the fact of the matter that Barack Obama was black. So there was a great effort put into not trying to tarnish the image of the first black president. A lot went into that. That's why, you know, anytime you say something about Obama, it was considered racist. If you say anything, oh, that's racist. You are upset because we have a black president. That's what everybody would say. And that was another thing that helped out the Obama administration. It's another thing that the Biden administration does not have. They went back to that concept of an old white man. This time we just got a really, really, really old white man that's, you know, suffering from dementia, suffering from Alzheimer's. Nobody wants to say it. We know it. We all see it every time he makes a speech. I don't think that there's any speech that he has done where he hasn't bumped something. I don't think there's not one that he hasn't bumbled something. But that's exactly what we're dealing with. It's extremely frustrating. But at the same time, I believe that come November, there is going to be a serious shakeup in the House of Representatives and possibly in the Senate. I think the Senate may gain more seats on the Republican side. I know definitely, I believe the House of Representatives are going to gain a lot more seats on the Republican side, and I think that the Republicans may take the majority in the House of Representatives. I think they're on the path to do that. The latest poll that I've seen, it has Republicans in favor by 11 points. Now, when you're talking politics, that's a lot. So that's the way it sits right now. That's pretty encouraging. But, you know, one of the things that we're going to have to deal with, of course, the emotions of the alphabet community. They can be our downfall if we are not careful. If we are not careful and don't know how to step to this the correct way, that could be our downfall. Because that's something about emotions. And as it sits right now, you know, the Democrat Party has always been about emotions. the Republican Party has what is real, what is the truth. But when you're talking about people, they always use emotions to move you. The Democrat Party understands that. So they use emotions to move you. They use emotions to sway you. And you're not thinking about what's real. You're not thinking about what is the law. Because that's what the Republicans are about. Well, say the Republicans per se as the people in the Republican Party, but the platform of the Republican Party is real. What is truth? What is law? We're not about emotions. We're not about emotions. We get emotional, but we are about what is truth. What is real? What is the law? And Democrat Party is about what is emotions, what moves people. And that is not necessarily the truth. That is not necessarily the law. You know, it's like they push the transgender stuff, you know, men saying that they're women, women saying that they're men, men using the women's bathroom, men participating in women's sports and things like that. They operate in emotions, and if you don't sympathize for that emotion, then you're not sympathetic. You're you don't have feelings for that person, so they don't like you. They don't like you. They won't vote for you. That's how they do the emotions. To motivate people. And they do it every single time. They make Republicans, they make conservatives seem unsympathetic to the plight of people. Which, you know, I just like this guy, and yes, I call him a guy. Leah Thomas. If you guys don't know who Leah Thomas is, Leah Thomas is a guy who now says that he identifies as a girl. He is a swimmer for Penn State, right? This guy has broke records in the women's 500-yard freestyle swimming. He has broke records. You know why he broke records? Because it's a guy. He still has a penis. He just says that he identifies as a woman. Participates in women's sports. Because he's a guy, because he is built different, because he's stronger, he is now breaking records. He has broke the NCAA record. I'm thinking of NAACP. The NCAA record in the 500-yard freestyle swimming. But it's a guy. But he had as a girl. And see, if we don't sympathize, you know, we have no feelings and all this other stuff, and we're unsympathetic, and they look at us sideways. They look at us sideways. But it is a guy. Yeah, exactly. Bigfoot in the chat room. Give Leah Thomas birth name, William, his well-deserved asterisk. Yep. Yeah, I mean, it is so crazy that these are the things that we're dealing with. You know, and the same thing happened, I believe, in some of the qualifying Olympics, for guys that were said that they were women and were doing track, running, beating all of these women, setting records. But if you're a guy, you still have fitness. You just say that you're a woman and you compete. You're competing with women because you can't run them, because you're built different. And like I said, I talked about it last week, and I'll bring it up again. Dave Chappelle, when Dave Chappelle talked about what if LeBron decided that he wanted to identify as a woman and went to the WNBA, where he scored 840 points a game. Yeah, LeBron James is a big dude. I'm in the WNBA. Do you think that is fair? And if you look, it's always guys wanting to be women because they can't compete with other guys. They can't compete in the field of their particular gender. So they say, oh, I'm a girl. I know I can break records as a girl. I don't think that's fair. Guys clearly are different. Clearly. But I'm going to stop for a minute. It's the top of the hour. So we're going to take a quick break. You guys go to the bathroom if you have to, some coffee, get you that evening drink. And, yeah, we're going to be. So you are listening to the Dave and G-Ski Rock Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Oh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest, where the more adventurous you live. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the whoops. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love life. I love life because there's a challenge and something new every day. I was told when I was getting married that I had this kidney disease, and my three sisters had it, and two of my brothers had it as well. It slows the kidneys down till they stop working. I tell myself that this can be rough and hard, but you can live, and you can be happy. I go to dialysis three times a week. I spend 4 hours in the center. It's good to go to dialysis and see somebody care about you. I'm a social worker by profession. I like being around people. It is important to listen to your technicians and your doctors, your nephrologists and dietitians. If you don't talk to them, they don't know you feeling bad or feeling sick. By working together, you'll feel better. I got my husband, I got my family, I got my job. I visit different places doing health and wellness like hospitals, dialysis centers, clinics, and do workshops concerning prevention for kidney failure. Dialysis affects people in different ways. Find out how it affects you so you can be able to beat it to the punch so you'll be able to be active and do things that you want to do. Be educated about what's going on with you and your body. I try to enjoy life more than what I have before. I have kidney failure, and I'm living well.
You're listening to Renaissance Radio on Airwaves America with Dave and GC Rock.
My peoples, what's crack like peeps? Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Dave and Jackie Rock Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am one of your hosts, G-Ski Rock, in a place to be, crack-a-lackin' all the time. I want to welcome you all to the show. Thank you for hanging out with us. You didn't have to, but you did, and I thank you very, very much. We have a great show. Guys, of course, you've been listening. We've been talking about some good stuff, and we got some more good stuff to talk about. But before we do that, if you want to call into the show, call number is 516-387-1705. Once again, that's 516-387-1705. And if you want to chime in, if you have a question or a comment, is hit the 1 on your dial pad, and that will let me know that you want to chime in and you have something to say stuff. So, you know, do that, and it's all good. It's all gravy. Check out our website. Website is www.airwavesamerica.com. www.airwavesamerica.com. Check out. We have all the updates on when the show will air and the things that we got going on. So check it out. We'll be up, add some more stuff to it. So make sure you check it out. And also, you can stream from the website if you choose. So that's the thing that we got going on over there. You can check us out on Twitter. You can check us out on Rumble. You can check us out on Instagram. Check us out on TikTok. You can check us out on Facebook. All of those good places. For almost all of them, I am G-Ski Rocks. G-S-K-I-R-O-K-S. G-Ski Rocks on all of them except for Facebook. Facebook, I am G-Ski Rocks. However, it's G-E-E-S-K-I-R-O-C-K-S. Got it? Good. Like I said, I'm trying to get a lot more people to get on Getter. I'm trying to get a lot more people to get on Rumble. And I'm trying to get a lot more people to get on Truth Social. So check all those spots out. It's a good place, a good source for information. Also, if you are on Twitter, make sure that you are following Sue from New Mexico. Sue delivers great, 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 great info. She is up to date on just about everything, so make sure you follow her on Twitter. If you are not following on Twitter, you need to be. She is She is Love America 615. Once again, that's Love America 615. And she has the perfect name. She has the perfect name, Love America. Because that's why we do these shows. Because we love America. And we don't like what's going on in America as it is right now. Because, of course, of the people that we have in the White House. The people that we have in the House of Representatives. The people that we have in the Senate. We're trying to love on America, and these guys are trying to tear it down. So we have to do our job. That's why we're doing Blog Talk Radio. That's why we're doing Rumble. That's why we're doing Twitter. That's why we're doing social. That's why we're doing all of these things. So we need everybody to get on board. Tell your friends. Tell your cousin. Tell your relatives. Tell everybody. Let's get down to get down. Let's make some noise. That's what we need to do. I know back in the days, we made a lot of noise. Back when we were running our show, back when I was doing the show 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, I was doing. And if you want to check those shows out, you can go into Blog Talk's archive, Love Airwaves America. However, Airwaves America, the current show, you find us on Blog Talk Radio, Airwaves America 0. That is the current, the Dave and G-Ski show. That is our network now. But if you go into Blog Talk Radio and just type in Airwaves America without the 0, you can go into the archives of our old shows. It goes all the way back to 2007, I believe. It goes all the way to 2007. They were great shows. Dave, he did an individual show on my network at the time. Dave had his show was called Stay Mad Radio. So go back and listen to that. There's a lot of shows with G and the Captain. When the Captain was there, my co-host, he was a good guy, great guy. Well, I mean, not was because he's still alive, but he just doesn't do so anymore. Great guy. And still talk politics every day, me and him. But, yeah, he has a lot on his plate also. He does a lot of reenacting. He does Civil War reenacting. He also does World War II reenacting on Alabama. And then a great thing to see. They do it I think every other month or every 2 months, something like that. I have to ask them. But yeah, down there in Mobile, Alabama, that's where the USS Alabama is stationed. It is a battleship, and if you've never seen a battleship is something to see. And the USS Alabama is in Mobile, Alabama, and every other month, I think it's every other month, they do a reenactment of some World War II stuff, and it is a sight to see. So if anybody lives near or around Mobile, Alabama, you might want to check that out sometime. It's a great thing. And let me tell you, the Captain historically is fire. The guy knows his stuff, so he can teach you, and he's a great tour guide. I'll put it that's the best way I can put it. Yeah, he's a great guide to everything that's going on, things about the Alabama. He was the commanding officer of the Alabama at one time. It became a little bit too taxing for him, so he stepped down. And he's just an officer that does his thing. But yeah, he was the commanding officer of the Alabama at the time. And yeah, he's stepped back because, like I said, it's just a little bit too much for him. Because, you know, we live in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, and he has to travel to Mobile every 2 months to do that. And, you know, he has organized guys. A lot of those guys that do that aren't from Alabama either. They travel to Alabama, and, you know, he's got to organize all those guys, make sure everything's copacetic, because he has a person that he has to answer to. So, yeah, it becomes a little taxing, and, yeah, he had to step down and, you know, do his thing. And that's that. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing to see. So if there's anybody that's close to Mobile, around the Mobile area, or if you're traveling and you end up in Mobile, look up the schedule. And if you can attend their reenactments, it's a great thing. They get planes involved. It's phenomenal. So you got to check it out. And like I said, just looking at a battleship, it's a thing of beauty. I understand why they keep them. They're all steam and things like that. But a battleship is a thing of beauty. It's just a wonderful thing to look at. So you got to see a battleship. You know, they have the Missouri is in Hawaii. The New Jersey, yeah, because most battleships, most of the battleships were named after states. And for the most part, whichever state they were named after, they're in that particular state. However, the Missouri is in Hawaii. The Missouri is in Hawaii. The New Jersey is in New Jersey. I believe Camden, New Jersey. Yeah. So if you're in any of those places, you gotta see them. They're beautiful, 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 beautiful. A thing that you gotta see. Anyways, y'all gonna get me talking about the Navy. You know, I'm from the Navy. I love the Navy. I can talk about that all day. But anyways, we're not gonna do that. Real quick, I want to quickly glance through voter fraud. We haven't talked about it in a while. But I mean, I've had stuff. I just started looking over it the other day. I wanted to glance this real quick. If you hear somebody, I mean, most people on the left were like, there was never any voter fraud, right? That's what you hear. But they say that when there are tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of articles, I can do this all day. I'm only going to read you a couple. But tons and tons of articles that talk about voter fraud. And these articles aren't from some rogue website. Most of these articles are from legit websites. This article, the one that I'm holding in my hand now, is from The Weekly. It was posted on Yahoo. The headline, the USPS cannot account for 300,000 T ballots but it's probably not as bad as it sounds. That's the headline. They're trying to cover it up, but the U.S. Postal Service can't account for 300,000 absentee ballots. This was posted on November 5th, 2020. It says, the U.S. Postal Service had said in a court document that 300,000 ballots had been scanned into facilities but not scanned out, suggesting that they were misplaced. That's one article, right? Okay. Another article. This one, some people say, well, you can't believe that one, posted in Fox News. But you can find this on other news outlets. You can find this one on other news outlets. But this is the headline for this one. USPS worker charged with dumping ballots as mail carriers perform extra trips before Election Day. And I'll just read the first part of it. Another employee of the U.S. Postal Service is facing federal charges in the latest instance where mail-in ballots were discovered dumped in the trash in Kentucky. That was just Kentucky. There is another incident. Ballot drop box in Kentucky set on fire, prompting an arson investigation. And they have a picture of the guy setting it on fire. Yeah, and that was, when I say Elk County, I am referring to Massachusetts, not LA County in California. Boston police and the FBI announced Monday that they arrested a man spotted on surveillance footage allegedly igniting a fire inside the ballot box outside the main campus of Boston Public Library over the weekend. This was dated August 18th, 2020. Okay. So we got that one. Now there was more stuff on here. Let me go over it, just that in Kentucky. There was more. What else? Federal judge orders USPS to lift on extra trips to increase election mail deliveries. Two U.S. Postal employees in Pittsburgh area are facing federal charges after heaps of undelivered mail was discovered in the trash the week before the U.S. Attorney of the Western District of Pennsylvania announced on October 4th. So, we got that. We have news outlet is this? Oh, the Federalist. Wisconsin special counsel finds widespread election fraud in 2020 nursing home. And we'll read a little bit of this. Do, 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 do. Special Counsel Michael Gableman, the retired state Supreme Court Justice appointed by Wisconsin Assembly to investigate integrity concerns about the 2020 election, vetted more than 90 nursing homes in five different counties before concluding there was widespread fraud at the Wisconsin nursing homes in November of 2020. They were saying that people were voting, people that were in comas were voting, and a lot of other stuff. People that didn't exist were voting out of the nursing homes. Widespread fraud. 90. I hope y'all heard me. 90. 90 nursing homes. Widespread fraud. So you're going to tell me. You're going to try to tell me that you think that there was some voter fraud. Here's another one. Newsweek. Over 800 mail-in ballots found in the USPS processing facilities by Texas officials. Why were they there? The U.S. Postal Service found 815 mail-in ballots in a Texas processing facility on Wednesday. This was dated November 6th, 2020. So you're going to try to tell me that there wasn't any voter fraud. Let me see. Here's another one. This was the New York Post. Over 80,000 mail-in ballots disqualified in the New York City primaries. This is the New York Post, August 5th, 2020. Let me find this one. This is also the New York Post. This August 29th, 2020. Confessions of a voter fraud. I was a master at fixing mail-in ballots. Let me do some of this. A top Democratic operative says voter fraud, especially with mail-in ballots, is no myth. And he knows this because he's been doing it on a grand scale for decades. Mail-in ballots have become the latest flashpoint in the 2020 elections. While President Trump and the GOP warn of widespread manipulation of the absentee vote that will swell with COVID polling restrictions, many Democrats and their media allies have dismissed such concerns as unfounded. But the political insider who spoke on condition of anonymity because fears prosecution said fraud is more the rule than the exception. Dirty work has taken him through the weeds of municipal and federal elections in Paterson, Atlantic City, Camden, Newark, Hoboken, and Hudson County. And his fingerprints can be found on local legislative, mayoral, and congressional races across the Garden State. So tell me there's voter fraud. I've got about 50 articles that talk about stuff like this. So you're going to tell me that there's no voter fraud. And with COVID, like I said, COVID was the perfect storm because they came out with these ballot boxes, a perfect way to cheat. That was their end. That's how Biden supposedly got 81 million votes. We all know it didn't happen. We all know it didn't happen. We all know that that was nothing but fraud. And I got article after article that shows that, guess what? Fraud happening. Fraud is going on. Fraud has been around for a long time. It's especially prevalent now that we're adding these ballot boxes that nobody wants to get. Well, the Democrats don't want to get rid of now because they know it's the perfect way to cheat. Now, they've talked about this before. They may not use it now, not during the midterms. They want to save it. They want to save it for the general election. They want to save it for 2024. That is another reason why every single time when we think that COVID is dying out, they come up with some new variant. See, they want to keep COVID around so that they can keep these stupid ballot boxes around. Because like I said before, ballot boxes didn't pop up till COVID. Before, just mail them in. Now, got these ballot boxes. And one thing that I talked about a long time ago, and I talked about this with a, it was crazy because the USPS, the U.S. Service, had mailboxes in front of the post office. A worker of mine, his post office told him, because I mean, he's an old school guy. He mails all his bills in. He uses checks and things like that. You know, like most of us, we use the internet now. He's an old guy. He does everything by mail and by check and things like that. So anyways, so he takes his bills and he puts them in this box at the post office. Post office told him to stop because they could not secure that mailbox. They told him to start bringing his mail inside and give it to the guy inside, to give it to an employee personally, because they could not secure their own mailboxes. What do you think would happen with these ballot boxes? They can't even secure their own boxes. So what makes you think that they're going to secure these ballot boxes? The ballot boxes are a perfect way to cheat. That's why they wanted them. That's why they put them up there. That's how they got over on us in an election. So they want to keep ballot boxes. New voter law in Georgia tried to eliminate those ballot boxes. They say that it's, I don't understand how that's racist. They want to eliminate the ballot boxes because guess what? There is no need for them. I can slightly understand why we need them during the height of polls. Slightly. I can slightly understand it. But it, to me, it still wasn't necessary. It wasn't necessary. I still think that you throw them in the mailbox and mail your ballot in just like normal people do. But, of course, we, like I was reading, there's a lot of lazy USPS employees. That doesn't include our homeboy Dave, because Dave is a mailman. Doesn't include him. But we have other issues, and if the U.S. Post Office cannot secure their own mailboxes, what makes you think they're going to be able to secure a ballot box? It's now double the trouble. Perfect storm, a perfect way for them to cheat. They figured it out, and that's what they did. There's no doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind. you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. And once again, that's another thing Trump was saying that is now starting to come to light. It's now starting to come to light. Yeah, there's just tons and tons of things that Trump has said that is now starting to come to light. People are now starting to see. And people are changing their minds about who they support. I mean, it is almost mind-blowing. I'm telling you guys, if you have a TikTok account, check it out. And see, don't worry if you pay attention to social media stuff. TikTok is starting to age up. See, most people are like, oh, well, you know, TikTok is for kids. And, you know, only kids doing, you know, challenges and crap like that on TikTok. No, TikTok is starting to age up. And it's aging up really, really fast. So if you have a TikTok account, check it out. Roll through that TikTok account, and you can actually set settings so that you would only see certain type of things, and you set it up where you can see things like that, and just see how many conservatives, Americans, patriots that are on TikTok are telling their stories and talking about things that are going on in America, talking about how much they love America, just like the title of Sue from New Mexico's Love America 615. Love America. Understand that. That's who we are. That's what we do. We love America. And that's why we're fighting for America. Some of us have put our lives on the line for America. Some of us have died for America. That's what we do. That's how we are. That's how we're built. Some of these kids nowadays aren't built like that. Nowadays aren't built like that. But that's a whole nother story. You got to just check it out. And, you know, I don't know how long TikTok's going to trend. I don't know how long they're going to the people that are on TikTok, I don't know how long they're going to stand for that. You know what I mean? I don't know how long they're going to stand for that. So we'll just have to see. But like I said, TikTok is aging up. It's not for kids anymore. You will find a lot of people, especially our age. You find a lot of people our age, around our age, and they're talking good stuff. I find a lot of good stuff on there. I gotta get my studio. I gotta get my studio fully together. You know, right now, the way I broadcast from my laptop in my dining room. I have my studio together, the way I want it. But once my studio is together the way I want it, I'll be able to play audio on the program so that you guys can hear it. And be able to play some of the clips that I've been finding on TikTok. Right now, I got to transfer them onto my laptop, and then I got to download them to Blog Talk Radio. It's a lot of work, and because of my work schedule, my dialysis schedule, and all that other stuff, I can't find the time for it. My studio together and I get everything connected the way it's supposed to be connected. Oh, it's going to be on like popcorn. And yeah, I'll have all the clips and everything. And I may even start doing live video. We'll see. That's all in the future. We get down with the get down, because that's how we do it. We do. You know what I mean? It's on like the cone, crack a lacking like bacon. And y'all know how much I love bacon. And even though I do dialysis and all that other good stuff, I still have my bacon. You know, I tell my doctors and everything, you know, I'm doing what I got to do, but I'm still going to have my bacon. I do. I still have my bacon. But I want you guys to know that I have to do monthly reports. I have to do blood work and all this other stuff. I do monthly reports, and I got to go see the doctor, and they tell me how I'm doing and all this other stuff. I've been getting excellent reports since October of last year. I've been getting a lot more serious than I have before. So I've been getting excellent reports since October of last year, and I plan on keeping that trend, even though I'm having bacon. I'm taking care of myself. I want to be around for a minute and do this show on and pop on and back it and get things rolling, get this country to where it needs to be, because I love America. I love America. I wouldn't want to be any other place except for America. The other places are nice places to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there. I want to live right here in the U.S. of A. You know, sometimes we deal with things we got to deal with. Like, we got to deal with a president right now. But I love the U.S. of A. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of Love America, we have of America herself, Miss Sue from New Mexico. How you doing? What's cracking?
Hey, hi, GC. Enjoying your show a lot. You was just talking about how your dialysis and your doctor's reports and everything are. I was just wondering, since all of the, or anyway, most of the mandates have been lifted, are you still required, if any more vaccine boosters come up, are you going to still be required to take them to stay on the transplant list?
I'm not sure. They haven't hit me up with it yet. They did force me to get the booster. I got the booster a couple weeks ago in order to stay on the transplant. Which that did piss me off, because like I said, I got a letter back October of last year and told me I had to get the vaccine before December or I was going to be thrown off the list. But I had already got the vaccine prior to that, so that wasn't a big deal. But then in January I got another letter, told me I had to get the booster or I was going to be thrown off in March. So I ended up getting the booster. Now, they're talking about, and I got the Moderna shot, and I just heard on the television today that they're talking about a fourth shot as far as Moderna is concerned. I don't know if they're going to try to force me to do that. They may. I haven't received anything as of yet.
Here in Colorado, and of course Colorado is a Democratic state, that's where I'm at right now. I had to move from New Mexico because of the cartel. It's a long story. But anyway, they do have the fourth shot, and right now they're only allowing people 65 and older to get it. Of course, I don't believe in the boosters.
Right.
You know, my daughter, she's in California, and she had just gotten over a really bad case of COVID, And so what did her boyfriend and her do? They go and they get the booster. And she's been sick ever since she got that booster.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah. And that's been almost 2 months now. Chronic migraines, you know, aching. And they're just, she said that the booster was worse than the COVID that they actually got. And she was pretty sick with the COVID when they got it.
Holy moly.
And so, you know, and the COVID that's going around right now, I just got out of quarantine. I did my 10 days here at the place I live. They'll test you, you know, if you're not feeling well. And I tested positive. But it seems to be hitting me, you know, again. And it's, of course, so, you know, with my medical condition, it's going to be harder to get, you know, over it. But I think I'm doing better than my daughter who got that booster.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's awful. Yeah, that is awful. Yeah, my wife, I mean, she didn't get the booster, I mean, but she was vaccinated, and she got COVID twice.
Oh, wow. Did it hang on with her? Did it seem to? Or that COVID that I think I got the Omicron, that I had to have gotten that, because the other one, I don't think I would have survived. But does it kind of hang on with her, too?
Yes. Yes, it does. Yeah,
okay.
Constantly see parts and pieces of it. Oh, hold on 1 second. My soccer co-host is here.
Oh, geez. Well, I'll get off. I want to hear the two of you talk.
Hey there, fella, what's happening?
Hey, bud, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. What's happening, man?
All right. I didn't get your text earlier, and I have no excuse. I apologize. My routine is so messed up. I was thinking today was Saturday, because I did a gig last night.
Yeah, I know.
I know you know. So my whole slant on, you know, my reality is just off, because at that gig, I was starting to realize some things about my show, and I was like, I gotta fix this. I couldn't hear the drums, so I came downstairs, I had some dinner, watched some TV there with Sharon for a few minutes while we were eating, and I said, all right, well, I'm gonna at least go get started on this fix, because I gotta reprogram every single song to make the drums a little higher.
Yeah.
And so I was doing that, and so then I saw a bunch of notifications, and I scrolled up on the notifications, and one of them was you saying, "We good?" That must have been about 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
So I just now respond. I have no excuse. I just didn't get the message, and I'm just thrown off, because I took today off. I took yesterday and today off, and I have tomorrow and Sunday off. So I'm like all messed up. I don't have any routine blanket. No blanket of routine going on right now.
Well, I told everybody at the beginning of the show, I was like, yeah, he did a gig yesterday, so he probably won't be up to doing today. So I would be surprised if he was here. So, yeah, that's where I was at. Because you remember we talked about it. I have a gig on Thursday, and I may be there on Friday, or I may not. So I took the may not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well.
Yeah, we were good.
So I was right on. I was right both ways. I was mostly not here, but now I am here.
Well, all good. It's all gravy. Yeah, you know how we do. All right. What we do.
I saw you checked into some of the live stuff. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I got it all,
man.
I got it figured out.
That was awesome. I love it.
Yeah. Wow.
And if you guys haven't checked out his David Graham Live on Facebook, go check it out. It's good stuff. Guaranteed good stuff.
Well, I streamed it from just my regular personal account.
Right.
Because I think I could have hit more people. Access to it. So
okay.
I don't know if there's a way I can like transfer it, the live feed to Dave Graham Live, so it'd be on both places. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. The week before, I couldn't even find the live button. I'm staring at the thing, and it's probably right there, but I'm like ready to go on. I'm like 3 seconds for going on, and I'm like, okay, I want to do a live, and I pull up the thing. You know, and I hit what I thought was, you know, go, and then there was no button that said live. And I'm like, all right, well, screw it. I guess I'll just set the camera up and, you know, and record it onto the memory,
yeah.
Which I did. I was only on for an hour, and I just recorded that whole show. So this time, and by the way, this was a long gig. It was a long gig. It was like five in the afternoon to 9. So it's 4 hours. I usually do 3. And
yeah.
I mean, it's fine. I got plenty of material. I still didn't hit all my material. I got over 70 songs, you know. So that affords me the ability to say, I will do requests as long as it's on this list. and on the list, there's usually something for everyone. You know, so I can, you know, there's no like new heavy metal, you know, there's no real, because that's not me. And there's no rap, you know, so, but as far as like,
no
rock music goes, I'm good. I got plenty.
Yeah.
All right.
I
so
mean,
what
I
have
mean,
you guys been throwing down about here today? So we only got like 10 minutes left, 5 minutes left. So.
We've been throwing down about everything. We've been throwing down about gas prices, Keystone Pipeline, the administration is in itself stupid. The guy, female swimmer, what's his name? The one that NCAA hurts, but he's a guy swimming as a girl.
Yeah, I have no idea.
His name is Leah Thomas. He swims for Penn State, and he's broken record. I know he broke the record in 500 yard freestyle. He broke records in another one too. But yeah, it's a guy. He's a pretty big dude. But yeah, he's identifying as a girl, so he's swimming in the women. Section, and like I said, he's breaking records, but we all know he's breaking records.
I think it was last week I said all these records that are set in the women's category by men need to have an asterisk.
Yeah.
You know, they
Bigfoot
because they're
the
not women's records.
Right. Yeah. So. Bigfoot said the same thing.
Yeah.
They're not women's records, because these guys, still have penis, so definitely not women. And, yeah, I don't know a woman with a penis, so they're not a woman, and I say that a woman, especially if they have a penis. And
well, I mean, there's plenty of women who like penises, but not like that.
You are correct, sir.
Just it's a hit's different, you know, when it's internalized, I guess.
Yes. Yes, and also I went over the almost 50 something articles that I have on voter fraud around the country. So, yeah.
That is still stacking up.
Yeah. It is still stacking up.
I favorite, like all the TikToks I see that have something relevant, it's something like official or, you know, I'm like favoriting to save it into the, you know, to kind of like keep track of them and save them.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and you know, that's also something that we had we were talking about. I was telling people, I said, look, you gotta get on. If you don't have a TikTok account, get one. If you do have one, check it out. Because a lot of people think that TikTok is for kids, but TikTok is aging up. And there are a lot of conservatives on TikTok. There are a lot of people putting out a lot of good information. Yeah, I find myself now, you know, I picked it up for you. I find myself now saving a lot of these TikToks. Because, I mean, a lot of these we're 90 seconds already? Oh, goodness. But, yeah, a lot of them is just some real good information. Holy crap. Yeah, we've got 90 seconds left. Yeah. But,
well, you can take us out. We'll hang out. We can hang out for a few minutes.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I'll wait a couple seconds here. But anyways, thank everybody for showing up. We really do appreciate you coming out and hanging out with us. Like I always say, you didn't have to, but you did. So we so much. And on that note, we're going to bang right here, but we are going to have a conversation afterwards, so you can always listen to the show archives and get all the good stuff. So on that note, we're out. Peace!
You have reached the family of Airwaves America. Renaissance Radio presents The Dave and GC Rock Show. Thanks for joining our informative, stimulating, thought-provoking, and entertaining show. Welcome.
Sue's still with me, but yeah, Dave dropped off, and I don't think he can call back in. That's track, but it's all good. Thank you, everybody. Really, 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 really do appreciate it. Yeah, Dave dropped off, so we can't extend it out because he dropped off, so we can't have our end of the show conversation. Yeah, Dave dropped off for some reason. And once you're out, he said he got booted. I don't know why. Yeah, once you drop out, you can't get back in. Darn it. Anyways, thank you so much. Really, 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 really do appreciate you. Sorry about getting the link to you late. There's just so much going on. But hopefully we'll be rocking and rolling next week. I'm not sure if Dave. I think Dave may have a gig though. I'm not sure, but I'll find out from him once we end it, and we'll get it all together. But on that note,
okay. Well, yeah, Just let me know as soon as you can. There are a lot of people interested. Are you getting people listening in archives?
Yes, we are. The archives are starting to pick up. Yeah, so.
Yeah, because I'm getting a lot of, you know, like I told you, likes. And when someone likes, you know, a show that I put out, that means more than likely they're going to listen to it in archives. But yours is a favorite show from the people. And then I always invite, like, you know, anywhere, depending on the time I have, new people. I invite the old people, but then I try to invite new people too. So, but I understand how hard it is for you and everything. So, but anyway, I got it out to one group tonight at least.
Okay. Super good. Super good.
Okay. Well, you have a nice evening and give your wife a hug for me.
Will do. Have a great weekend.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.